The Syrian army has laid siege to several cities in an attempt to crush the nonviolent citizen uprising seeking to oust President Bashar Assad. The latest target of Syria's repression is the city of Banyas, a key oil exporting center and hub of protest over the last 2 months. Troops have cut off services like electricity, telephone, and the internet while rounding up opposition activists. Human rights groups say over 750 civilians have been killed since the uprising started in March. The city of Homs, another hotspot of protests, saw over 20,000 people recently march in a funeral for 7 activists killed by security forces. Brutal security operations are also taking place in the Damascus suburb of Manamia, which has been sealed off. In recent days, the National Organization for Human Rights in Syria reports that more than 1,000 people were detained by Syrian police after a wave of mass arrests. Amar Karabi, head of the Syrian Human Rights Network, stated, "These arrests have transformed Syria into a large prison." President Assad has been warned by Turkish officials not to commit a massacre of the opposition, similar to what his father, President Hafez al-Assad, perpetrated in 1982, when government forces were charged with killing an estimated 30,000 people. Months before an elite U.S. military team killed Osama bin Laden in his hideout in Pakistan, there was a strong movement toward crafting a new peace formula in Afghanistan, including the Taliban, the Afghan government, and the United States. In the short run, the Taliban may have launched a new offensive against NATO forces, but sources say pressure will mount for a political settlement through a unity government as the U.S. war in Afghanistan approaches its 10th anniversary. The raid against bin Laden has placed added pressure on the Taliban to cut all ties with al-Qaeda, whose forces have little military presence inside Afghanistan. According to the Christian Science Monitor, movement toward a peace agreement includes Turkey, which is now allowing the Taliban to open an office in the pro-Western Muslim country, while Afghanistan and Pakistan initiated a joint peace commission. The covert American raid that killed bin Laden inside Pakistan has also put hardliners that block past peace efforts within the Pakistani intelligence agency, the ISI, on the defensive. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, a possible Republican presidential candidate, has pledged to cut off all funding for Planned Parenthood in the Midwestern state. Conservatives claim any funding for Planned Parenthood's health clinics is an indirect subsidy for abortion. By pushing ahead on defunding Planned Parenthood, Daniels, the former budget chief for George W. Bush, is on shaky constitutional grounds. Medicaid, the federal program which pays for health care for the poor, provides patients a choice on selecting any health provider who is qualified to offer medical services. The Los Angeles Times reports Indiana is the first state to bar health care funding for any entity that performs abortions or maintains or operates a facility where abortions are performed. In Indiana, only 4 of Planned Parenthood's 28 health clinics perform abortions. Mary Cohn, a spokeswoman for the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says Indiana's funding ban is illegal. But the Obama administration has few options to sanction Indiana other than to simply shut down the program, notes George Washington University law professor Sarah Rosenbaum, who added she expects more states with conservative anti-abortion governors and legislatures to also try to defund Planned Parenthood. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Scott Harris.